But right now, it's time for your weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Reports as we head on down to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary Faraci. How we doing?
We're doing well this morning, Gary. How are you on this thirsty Thursday morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. Fantastic. Got me a big old jug of coffee and just some great rock and roll. And it's here. It's summer. Hey, this is our first summer fishing report.
It is. We just made that last week, so here we go. We're first summer fishing report,
yeah.
And it's a balmy 72 degrees out.
Oh, yeah. Lake? Yeah, that's really good where we're headed. It's, you know, temperatures definitely going to be hanging out in the 90s. The lake temps are definitely up, and, you know, this is... Not that fish can't be caught in the middle of the day, but it's kind of a morning fishing time, evening fishing time, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that we're getting into that pattern with this heat right now. And that's what all the guys have been telling me, that the ones that get out at daylight, daybreak, 5:30, quarter to 6, they're out there as early or out there waiting for it to get light. The topwater bite still been on. The largemouth, Kentucky's, guys been doing okay with that. Crappie's been decent over brush piles. So it hasn't been too bad at all.
Yeah, I mean, the fish are out there. They're catching, of course, with live scope. That's kind of a game changer. But what we've been noticing is, you know, you're seeing a lot of fish on live scope. A lot of them, they're just not hitting.
Right, and then, you know, we had this group stay last weekend, and these guys were going out at 9:30 at night.
Yes.
They already had pre-planned spots in that, and they were putting lights in the water, and they were coming back in at 2:30, 3 o'clock with a boatload of fish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you should have seen that fish they caught. Oh, my, and everything. They put those lights out. They were catching. They caught a couple walleye. They caught some catfish. They caught a half a dozen crappie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and then there's some whites thrown in there. I mean, they caught, I think, almost every species out there.
Well,
they did really well. There were three of them that went out, and they did very well. It was good.
You know, I mean, that's the thing. It's muggy at night. But it's bearable. I mean, the biggest thing you got to combat on the lake at night is the bugs. But
right.
that you can deal with that with the help of modern chemistry. But it's, you know, early morning. We were talking before we went on air. You know, that topwater bite, it's going to hang around for a while. Early in the mornings, they just get shorter. The intervals in which they're surfacing and rocking and rolling, it just gets a little shorter and shorter. But they're going to do it every morning. You know, they got to eat.
Right, and they will. That pattern will keep on. And that lake is actually in good condition. There's still some stuff floating out there, and that will be floating until the lake gets down to like 568 or something like that, in that range, and the stuff will start going to the shore. So you still got to be very careful out there. But the actual condition of the lake, the water is clear. Diana actually went out a few nights ago and swam for a little, floated for a little bit and stuff, and it's absolutely beautiful.
And you know, I really love, you know, early morning bass fishing with when the lake's like this. Boy, you can jig in that brush. I mean, it's, you just never know what is lurking in that brush, because you could hook something and hold on to your shorts, because here it comes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, with the lake being up the way it is, take advantage of that topwater bite, and that, because the brush is right there now, and it makes sense. And some people say, oh, it's too high, fish is going to change all the fishing. Well, it has changed some of the fishing, but a lot of it you can take to your advantage, and like the topwater bite in that, with the brush being right below the surface now in some areas, it makes it perfect.
Yeah. I like jigging in that brush.
Yeah, that's good too.
Yeah.
That is good.
That's yeah. I mean, you know, heavy line, and it's just it's a lot of fun. But as the morning progresses, you know, and you get into that mid-morning and afternoon, it just gets crazy, crazy hot out there. And it's, you know, at that's when you need to take a nap to where you can go.
Get a sandwich, take a nap, and then go back out later.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But it is the time of the year that mermaids are more and more, well, there's more sightings of mermaids on Norfolk as it warms up like this. And, you know, we need to start like a little, you know, I guess, cork board with where people can submit photos of the mermaids.
Yeah, it is. I think that mermaid season actually starts with the summer, actual start of summer as well. So I think there's going to be a lot of people down there looking, whether you're out in your boat. I prefer just taking a nice beach chair, lounge chair, and going down by the water with a bottle of wine and some Cheetos and just hanging out and watching that way. But everybody's got their own way for looking for them. But we will take the pictures. We will put them up on the Facebook, your Facebook page, our Facebook page, and that of all pictures of mermaids.
Yeah, we need to have a mermaid contest.
We can do. We'll do that. We'll get that going.
Yeah. We got to put together a mermaid contest. Well, hey Gary, again, you know, catfishing is this is catfishing time right now. Are how the guys doing with the limb lines and out there chasing those?
Very, very well. The people I've talked to, one gentleman, he did three nights in a row, and I think in the three nights he ended up with 30-some fish.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was a mixed bag. A lot of channel cats. But yeah, he did very well. That's a lot of catfish. Nothing huge, but that's you getting a good eating range from 2 to 3 pounds, you know, 4 pounds and that. Those are, you catch a bunch of those. That's some good meals.
Oh yeah. And a couple of my buddies, they've been, you know, they go down there, they're older gentlemen, and they've been going down and just hammering the big old brim. They caught, their last trip was, let's see, this Thursday was Tuesday, and they brought back 30, and they averaged about 9 inches long.
Wow. And I was going to mention that it is time to get out there for brim, bluegill. Yeah, and everybody has their way of catching them. But it's a time right now. They like this. They like to be in the shade in this heat and around structure, boat docks, and that kind of thing. And it's it's been really good.
Oh yeah, and they're fantastic eating, man. Alive. Oh yeah. And so many fisher people overlook the brim. They never even try. You know, if the crappie's not biting, if the bass isn't biting, the hybrids, you know, they just they don't even give it those big old brim a shot.
There's a small group of people like your friends that specifically fish for bluegill.
Yeah.
There's a handful of people that they, hey, why not? And they're, you know what, with the right equipment, it's a blast. You know, you got some ultralight stuff on light test lines, you know, and it's a blast.
Oh yeah. For sure.
It is. It's a lot of fun to get down there and you're catching fish, and when they're biting, they're biting.
Yeah, that's a fact. Well, Gary, hey, we appreciate you. Now, if folks want to know more, you know, about Lake Norfolk, or maybe, you know, a little getaway to buy your resort, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can give us a call at 870-467-5277, our Facebook page. Drop us a line on there, and we'll get back to you. And as always, our website, thebuyerresort.com. Come down for a weekend. Come down during the middle of the week. Come use the pool. Go fishing. It's the time of year for it, man. It's hot out.
It is very hot. It is very, very hot. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, man, and we'll catch you next week, okay?
All right, have a good Thursday. Stay cool.